I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2 weeks, Missouri voters will decide whether to allow sports betting in the state. This half hour, we'll talk to supporters and opponents of the proposed constitutional amendment. Joining us now, Jack Cardetti with Winning for Missouri Education, the campaign pushing for sports betting. Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Great to be on today, especially the opening day of early voting here in Missouri.
Well, give our listeners your pitch on why Missouri needs sports wagering.
Yeah, absolutely. So what Amendment 2 would allow us to do is become the 39th state in the country to allow the legalization of sports betting, and it would provide more than $100 million to our classrooms over the next 5 years. You know, as we sit here today, you could sit and watch the Mississippi River Bridge today, and you're going to see people that travel from St. Louis over to Illinois to place sports bets. Now, that doesn't make any sense to have a public policy that actively pushes people to go spend money in other states. And that's ultimately what Amendment 2 would take care of.
When we talk about the sports that would fall under this, give our listeners a sense of what exactly this allows.
Yeah, absolutely. As we sit here today, 7 of our 8 bordering states allow for sports betting. So this is something that we know has worked. It's worked in other states. Missourians, unfortunately, are just not getting any benefit of it right now. So this would allow people to go to casinos here in the state of Missouri. It would allow them to go in and around the 6 professional sports teams venues here in the state of Missouri or online and place bets on sports, all while having a 10% tax that would help fund education in Missouri.
Would this be professional sports, collegiate sports? Because there's been some confusion in past years over that.
Yeah, it would allow for both professional and college sports, although there are some stipulations when it comes to college sports not being able to make prop bets on individual players and college players in Missouri.
Who would regulate the industry in the state under this amendment?
Yeah, under Amendment 2, the Missouri Gaming Commission, which has a long history of regulating here in the state of Missouri, would be in charge. If you talk to anyone in law enforcement or regulators, they'll tell you time after time that having a regulated, safe sports betting program is the way to go here. I mean, when we sit here today, we know that thousands of Missourians are already betting on sports, but they're doing it through illegal offshore websites, or again, traveling one of the 7 of our 8 neighboring states that have it. So we think this is a good proposition for Missourians. We know that other states have benefited from this. We know Missourians bet on sports every day. We're just not seeing any of the benefit, and that's what Amendment 2 would fix.
Let's talk about some of the risks, and one of those is gambling addiction. How will the industry handle that? Because some states have experienced spikes in calls to gambling hotlines after allowing sports wagering.
Yeah, I think that's one of the areas where being the 39th state to allow something like this is really, really helpful, because we've been able to see what's worked and what hasn't worked in other states. And this is really groundbreaking in some ways. This would require a minimum of $5 million a year to put into a problem gaming fund. So we sat down, we worked with the Council for Problem Gaming. We came up with this. It's really something that we think is going to take care of those problems, because, you know, there are going to be situations where Missourians need help, and we're ensuring that they have the resources to do so.
Now, Jack, you launched us off by saying that this was projected to give $100 million to classrooms. As you know, there are a lot of critics that have looked at the language as this is proposed and say they don't buy that. They don't think that there's actually going to be much money that's actually going to get to education because of a couple of things that we just talked about. The money that goes to the Gaming Commission and either that $5 million or 10% of revenue that's going to go into a problem gambling fund. How can you assure voters that schools will get the proceeds?
So that's exactly why we're placing this in the Missouri Constitution. The money has to go to education, and lawmakers cannot change that. And that's a really, really important thing here. Along with the 10% bet, though, there are licensing fees here in the state of Missouri. So just in the first year alone, the licensing fees are going to generate more than $15 million. That's what's going to help pay for the cost of the Missouri Gaming Commission. That's what's going to help pay for the problem gaming fund. And then the 10% tax will be allowed to go to education. So that's really the way it's set up here. And we think it's going to be work nicely. When we sit here today, Missouri is 47th in the country when it comes to average teacher pay. You know, we've gone from in 2009 being a top 25 state when it comes to fourth and eighth grade reading and math. We're now one of the bottom 25 states. So this really is going to be a new permanent dedicated funding stream to education at a time when our schools really need it.
The thing that people are saying, though, and I'm sure you've heard this argument, is that, okay, so yes, this money is required to go to education. What keeps lawmakers from them stripping out an equal amount of what they would have allocated to education previously?
Yeah, that's a really great point here. And so right now, the money that goes to our schools has gone through the foundation formula. The good thing about the Amendment 2 revenues, which should be more than $100 million in the first 5 years alone, is that it comes outside of the foundation formula. So really, it is above and beyond what schools are getting today. It's net new revenue because it's not flowing through that foundation formula.
So millions of dollars in out-of-state money is supporting this campaign. There's an international online sports betting provider based in New Jersey that's put about $10 million in this, according to Ballotpedia figures. There's a holding company for fantasy sports based in Pennsylvania that has put about an equal amount, according to what I was able to find. How do you answer that, that out-of-state money is trying to push this in the state of Missouri?
Yeah, so for years, the six professional sports teams in the state of Missouri, including the Blues, St. Louis City SC, and the St. Louis Cardinals, have come down to the Capitol to try to get legislators to pass sports betting. Of course, with the gridlock going on in Jefferson City, they've been unable to do so. So it really was the six professional sports teams in the state of Missouri that kicked off the signature drive starting in January to go out and collect signatures so that Missouri could be the 39th state that allowed for sports betting. They're really the driving force behind this. If you look at the St. Louis Cardinals, this is a huge, huge deal for them. They believe this is really going to help them further engage their fans, and it's going to bring parity with them. They already compete against teams like the Chicago Cubs that have a revenue stream because Illinois has passed sports betting. So this is really something that first and foremost is going to help our six professional sports teams here in the state of Missouri. You know, in Missouri, we have some of the best sports fans in the entire country. We also are fortunate to have six professional sports teams. Unfortunately, we sit here today, we're one of a dozen states that doesn't allow sports betting. We know Missourians already want to bet. We're just not getting any of the benefit.
So what's final takeaways that you want to make sure our listeners hear about your campaign to get sports betting in the state of Missouri?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that is supported by the six professional sports teams here in Missouri. You know, this is something that's endorsed by both Missouri gubernatorial candidates. Those two candidates don't agree on much at all. Including ballot initiatives this year, but they both believe that we need to do this so that we keep money in Missouri and we help fund our classrooms to the tune of tens of millions of dollars each and every year. And that's why we're asking people to go out, support Amendment 2. Early voting starts today, so please go to the polls as soon as possible. Vote for Amendment 2. It's going to allow Missourians to actually benefit from something that's already taking place.
Jack, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
That is Jack Cardetti with Winning for Missouri Education. Coming up next,
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.